Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to start answering questions. We have two mics. Okay, let's start over here. Yes, dear. Talk up, sweetheart.
Yes, I would like to know if my health is going to get better.
It's got to get better. But what I want you to do is make sure you get your whole endocrine gland system checked. Because I'm concerned about your adrenals, your pancreatic area, and your thyroid. Okay? Mm-hmm. But yes, to answer your question, it will get better. It can't get much worse, honey. It's been an awful 5 years. Yes, dear.
I'd like to know who you see around me.
Oh, honey, about 6 people. I mean, you got 3 angels, 2 guides, and an older man who's passed away. And he died of a chest and head problem. Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I'm really sorry. But look at it this way. He did go fast. You know that, don't you? Yes. Okay. Yes.
What is the message that you have to give me?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, honey, ask me a question.
Okay, is there marriage in my future?
Is there what?
Marriage.
Not for 4 years. But there definitely is.
Okay.
His name is Charles, by the way. He might go with Chuck. See, I'm getting so paranoid. You know about that. But it's Charles.
Okay.
Okay, 4 years, though.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'd like to know if my son's health is going to get better.
Isn't this a neurological problem, sweetheart?
Have bipolar disorder.
Yes, honey, that is a whole neurological thing with the serotonin liquid. Okay. Do you have him on lithium?
He was on lithium. He's on something else.
What about Depakote?
Pyrexia.
Try, I'm not a doctor, but please do something. Change somebody. Get somebody else to, because his medication's not right. Okay, but yes, he will get better, but you've got to get the medication right. Yes.
Is the spirit at my house still bothering my bird?
Yes. No, animals see. You know they do. Animals see things. It's like children do. Yeah. It's a female by the name of Emily. Tell her to go home.
Okay.
In there fiddling with the cage and all that. Say, stop it. Yes.
Yeah, I recently lost my father and my best friend. I just want to know how they are.
Who is the darker one of the two with sort of the oval face, the pretty eyes?
My best friend.
He's the one, and I don't mean your dad doesn't, he comes around the strongest. Wasn't this a trauma death? Because he keeps going quick.
He lingered for a while, yeah.
You know, because he said he was gone. Okay. Yes, he comes around you very strong. Now, here's an interesting thing. Your father comes around you for some reason, at about 2:30 in the morning. So if you're waking up or you're restless at that time, it's because the atmosphere in the room has changed.
Thank you.
Yes.
There's a house where we live at. My mom has known that she's been connected for some way for her whole life, and recently I've started having dreams where I'm seeing her as a child. I think it's a past life. I don't know.
You did. You had a past life, and you were the mother to your mother.
Yeah, that's what we
thought. That's what you're seeing. But this was in France, honey. It wasn't here.
Because the house may just may look similar to where.
Oh, sure, honey. We have all kinds of, you know, chalets and Mediterranean-looking places that are copy. Yes.
What can you tell me about my family life?
Honey, that's a whole reading. Give me. What about my love life, my family life?
Love life.
Nothing. Your love life is really not going anyplace. Honestly, it isn't. You know that, though. It's just bleh. Gets better, though, in July, thank God.
Can you say hi to my mom?
Honey, she can hear you.
No, she's right there.
She can hear you. Hi, Mom. Everybody can hear you, whether they're living or dead. Yes?
I have struggled for years trying to decide if my marriage is right, and I decided I needed to really try.
You can't try, honey. How are you going to try with somebody that doesn't want to try back? How can you make a silk purse out of a sow's ear? It's never been done. See, you're always the one that have tried. That's what ticks me off. Why? Do I believe that love is permanent, that marriage should be permanent? Yes, but sometimes the other person doesn't think that way. So what are you going to do? Go ahead and go on, and then you find somebody that loves you.
Thank you.
Yes. You're too nice a person for that. Yes.
Hi, Sylvia. I lost my leg back in 1977 in a motorcycle crash.
Right.
And was it an accident or was
no,
it a hit and run?
No, you meant to. You were just running too fast from life.
Was it a hit and run? Did that guy hit me?
Yes, he did. And it was a hit and run.
We don't know who he is. And we never found out. Or
no, but he's had, his name was Joseph Cameron. Now, let me tell you this. What goes around comes around. You know that, don't you? And look at how brave you've been to live through this. Most people lose a fingernail and they get upset. No, really. You've been very brave about this. But don't you see, I really meant that when you were running too fast.
Yeah, I was.
You know, you were headed, really, I don't want to say down a bad road, but a wild road. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi. Sorry. My stepson's in prison.
Right.
He's going to get out in 2.5 years.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, when he gets out...
He'll go back in.
Okay.
I'm sorry, honey. But he will get out in 2 years. Then he goes back in for 3.5 years, and then that time when he comes out, he'll straighten up. Yes.
Do you see a committed relationship for me in the next 5 years?
God, I see a really committed relationship for you with a short, stocky, dark-haired, olive-complected, brought across the bridge of the nose, full mouth, in December.
Thank you.
Fast. No. Yes.
Yes, I'd like to know. I'm married to a man that he doesn't want to have children, and I don't want to have a baby. I'd like to know if it's going to change his mind.
No. I hate to say this about anybody because I think it sounds judgmental. He's got two fears, a fear of losing you and a fear of sharing you. And I put your foot down. Either I'm going to have babies with you or I'm going to find somebody to have babies with. Because it's in your chart to have two babies, two children. Yes.
Hi. I want to know what direction I need to go for my career. Which...
Teaching.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, my boyfriend's son passed when he was 17, and he'll be 26 on the 14th of May. And is he ever around him?
All the time. You remember when I said, when sometimes when you're in the car, whenever he's in a car or a vehicle of any kind, he's there.
Okay. Thank you.
Ask him about something that had to do with turning on a radio. Okay? Not that anything he did. The radio just turns on. Okay? Yes.
Sylvia, I'm talking for my wife. She has aphasia. From a stroke 2 years ago, March.
Yes.
We'd naturally like to know when she will regain her speech. She's made some progress.
In August.
Thank you.
But listen, darling. I'm so blessed not only to know people like you, but you see, I can hear your mind.
Yes.
I know you.
Yes.
I know. I can feel your mind, and I can hear your mind, and I can hear all the words you say. And I love you, too.
Thank you.
Yes.
Do you see a relationship in my future?
Yeah, to a man that's about 20 years older than you. No, no, listen to me. He's not all crinkly. You know, and everything falling, you know. Because
as long as everything works, that's cool.
No, look, it depends on here and how you feel about yourself, isn't it? I had a woman the other day say to me, you know, there was a woman downstairs that died. She said she was a real, real, real old woman. I said, how old was she? She said, 62. See, it's a matter of, you know, I said, oh, thanks. No, but it's a matter of here. So, I mean, it's really a marvelous person is what I'm saying. I know some people that are 40 that are old as hell, don't you? Or 30.
We were told by doctors that my aunt is dying of cancer, and I just wanted to know how much longer I have with her on this earth.
3.5 years. Which goes to show, don't let anybody give anybody My dad had cancer, and I didn't tell him, and he lived 14 years. Okay? Yes, darling.
I wanted to know where I should go in my career. Should I stay in the job that I have?
Yeah, for a while, but I want you to get into something that has to do with property and real estate, which you'll eventually get into anyway. You know, buying property, fixing it up, turning it over. Yes.
Hi, Sylvia. I'd like to know what spirits and angels you see around me.
You have five angels, two guys, and a little short woman that's passed over. Little bitty thing. Yeah, sweet.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes.
Hello, Sylvia. When will I have my first child?
It's all right. Wouldn't you feel funny if I said you already had one? 2 years, honey. See, that's, you can get men on that. Women, we know, right? Yes.
I'm at a confusing place in my life. I just wanted to know maybe if you could see where I am on my chart.
Well, you know what I say? You know, you're not off chart. The only thing that's been wrong in the last year and a half, actually 2 years, is you're on the right highway. You just have a terrible tree down. You know what I mean? You can't get over it. I want you to go to school. I want you to get anything which you're doing, writing and counseling. And then there's a sandy-haired male that comes along with big blue eyes. It's going to be very, very good in your life. Okay? Yes.
Hi. I've had some turmoil in my personal life, and I was wondering if you could tell me.
Yeah, you know, you're going to, I know this is going to, you're not only going to another state, but you're also eventually going to end up in another country. And it's not because you're running away. It's just because you have to get, it doesn't matter where you are. Sometimes you have to get out of a certain place. Yes.
Hi, Sylvia. Will my middle daughter ever be happy? Will I ever see that?
Let me explain this to you. This is so hard. Your middle daughter is a martyr and a victim. Those are her themes, honey. You see, and it's so impossible to try to tell a mother or anybody that those people enjoy being that way. We can't believe it. She does. You know why? Because if she didn't, she'd get out of it. I promise you, I can prove this to you. Notice every time she's in a quiet or safe place, she'll do something or something will be created that she's in chaos again. Let her.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, Sylvia. My name is Ricky. I'm a Native American. I would like to know my animal spirit.
Your totem. That bless you for that. I got to say about two words on Montel's show about that, and that was the end of it. You have, like me, you have an elephant.
I figured that much.
Mm-hmm. We know it. We feel it.
I called upon the spirit of the elephant to protect me.
And you know what's good about the elephant? You can't move the damn thing, and it has a great memory.
Yep.
Yes. We all have totems, by the way. Now watch all the questions. Now, what's my totem? Shut up. Don't care. Yes.
Hello, Sylvia. My husband actually won this number, and he's too shy to come up here and talk
to you. That's all right.
So his question is, we have one business contemplating the second.
Second one.
And forget the first?
No, keep them both.
Keep them both? And
yeah.
And then there's another third one in my mind.
Product and service. Yeah, that's okay. But keep both of those. I know the second one will keep the first one strangely afloat for a while, but keep both.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Hi, Sylvia, and thank you. I was wondering if you could tell me my spirit guide's name.
Yes, her name is Marlena. Thank you. It's nice to say Marlena instead of, hey, you, you know?
Thank you.
Yes, sweetheart.
I want to know if I won the fight with cancer.
Absolutely.
And how did
mind over matter.
It's power, positive thinking.
See, you're the walking example of what I said. Nothing will kill us if we don't want to go. I don't care if you have heart trouble, cancer, and a hangnail. If you don't want to go, you're not going to go. And you've won, honey. Good for you. Yes.
Yeah, hi. My brother suffers from schizophrenia, and I'm wondering if you ever see him getting better.
I don't want to say better, but being able to maintain himself through this. You see what I'm saying?
And live a
normal life. But
okay.
Here we go again. I don't know what's the matter, but it's not the right medication either.
Right.
It's like the same thing with bipolar.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hi. I was wondering, at this point in my life, which direction should I be going in job-wise?
You know, you're very fortunate, so much different than a lot of people. You're good with your hands and your mind, but you also have a very strong rescuer theme. So you're really going to start opening up a place for young teenagers. Yes.
Hi, I really don't know what to say. Could you tell me?
Yeah, you got to watch your stomach. I mean, no, I'm serious. You're really on the stretch of being pre-ulcer, and that's not fun. You've just swallowed all your stress, and you're also going to move. But you've got to calm yourself down. You don't have to meditate for 30, 40 minutes. Just do breathing exercises. Okay, yes, sir.
Good evening, Sylvia. I have a two-part question.
All right.
The first part is my father-in-law passed away about 10 years ago. When he passed away, he had a beautiful smile on his face. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, he was so damn happy to go. I'm serious.
That's what I figured on that one.
And you know what? He was like my grandfather. He was one of those, well, let's call it rare individuals, that he not only got to see the color right away, but the music.
The thing was that when he left, it was about a week later, that he left San Diego and appeared in New York at his sister's, in front of his sister.
There. Sure.
And we've always wondered about that.
Oh, no, he wanted, because he wanted to show her that he, see, you remember what I said earlier, the one thing they want us to know is that I exist. And for some reason, there had been kind of estrangement there, whether you realize it or not. And I think it was to show her.
They're just very close.
Yeah, but see, they hadn't been for a while. Yeah, and he wanted to show her he was all right.
Thank you.
Okay, my dear ones, I love you, and I'll see you again. I think I'll be back this summer. God bless you, and thank you for coming.